The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Got locked, you dialed it correctly, to USAPrepares.com, hour number two.
I got a question.
Are you serious?
We're good. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you.
We're broadcasting live from the CSBOA convention and conference right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. On my left, Sam Buescher. Across the broadcast table, Sheriff Brad Rogers, Elkhart County.
Brad, welcome to USA Prepare, sir.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You know, you've done some heroic things as a leader in the CSPOA movement, standing for your citizens from Romney defense. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true, to many other things. You are here today. You're going to be the master of ceremonies for the whole event today. You're going to be one of the leaders in terms of putting together our memorandum of understanding or declaration, if you will, about the proper role of sheriff, about jurisdictional realities and authority. What are your thoughts coming into this?
Well, this is going to be a great day, I believe. We're trying to do what we can to save America, and it starts with one sheriff at a time, and we're trying to come together here today to speak as one voice, as constitutional sheriffs, collaborate, network, strategize, and just do what we can to protect our citizens and give them hope for the future.
I want you to know, when I give a speech about this, the first go-round of the CSPOA conference, you know what? Sheriff will be backed by Americans. I want you to know that Americans do care about what you guys are doing. We're grateful for your service. We are looking for proper leadership, and we're looking for folks to keep their oaths of office, sir.
Yes, that's the most important thing, is remembering that oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and our respective state constitutions where we're from. And so it's not all about just keeping a jail and writing speeding tickets and arresting bad guys. Although those things are important according to law, but most importantly is upholding the Constitution. And sometimes we that work in the government, we sheriffs, need to take a stand against government to protect our citizens.
And let's make this clear when you say against government going rogue. When the government obeys the law, it's all fine. It's when government decides they're above the law that we have a problem.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm a sheriff. I have to abide by the Fourth Amendment of the United States. And quite frankly, I believe the federal government should have to do that as well. And you're right. It's a rogue government. It's tyranny. Is out of line. None of us are looking for a fight. We're looking for to get along with the federal government, to work with them when they're in their proper place. And that's what we're discussing today.
All right, last question for me, then I want Vincent to chime in here. What is your biggest challenge as a sheriff? All the things you have to wrestle with, sir. What would you say is the single biggest issue you feel like demands your attention?
Well, I'm not sure there is one particular issue. I think, obviously...
What I would like it to be is stopping IRS agents from abusing your citizens.
Well, that certainly is something that we can do. And unfortunately, I can't read minds. I don't know who's having issues and who's not. So it's kind of like with the raw milk farmer. I was notified by him that he was having trouble with the federal government. I wasn't aware that those things were happening. So, see, it's somehow... the people need to know that the sheriff is open and receptive to these type of things, and then we go from there. You know, crime obviously is a big thing, but more importantly is just being assertive of the people and being responsive to the things that come up in everyday life.
So here's my question. Sheriff, if you were my sheriff in Missouri, I'm a farmer, and I raise black Angus cows. And let's say we knew each other, because I do know my sheriff. He's been to my house, he's been to my kitchen, he's been to my farm. I've seen him many, many times. So he knows who I am. And I live in a town of 100 people, so it's not like I get lost in the mix. So my question is, let's say the federal government came up, one of the agencies said, you know what, we're going to raid the Finale farm, and we're just giving you a courtesy visit to tell you that in 20 minutes we're going to raid this farm. And we've got some information that, oh, let's say they think I'm a drug dealer. And you know in absolutely by my character, by my family, by my children, that is not the case. Would you interpose?
All right. Well, one of the first questions I would ask is, do you have a warrant to do this? And based on probable cause, signed by a judge, that's one of the most important things. You could have been, I suppose, doing this behind the scenes and not being known about it. But one of the first things as a sheriff is I'm going to make sure that whatever they're doing is legal, and interpose myself if I find that it's being done inappropriately or they're on some type of witch hunt or something like that.
Well, that is a big concern of mine, and I mentioned on the previous hour that I'm very concerned about the door being bashed in at 2 o'clock in the morning. And by men heavily armed with, bullet-resistant vests, body armor, face masks, helmets, flashbang grenades, those kinds of things. I'm very concerned about that because no one who's my friend would do that. And I would think that my sheriff would be involved and say, wait a minute, you know what? I know Finelli. Let's call him up and let's tell him that here's the situation. And what's this thing about 2 o'clock in the morning anyway? What's wrong with daylight hours?
Yeah, see, the problem, though, that we sheriffs have is they often do this kind of thing without notifying us. And that's a big concern, one that we continue to battle.
Yes.
Whether it's the FBI coming in and serving warrants on some trafficking in prisons and things like that, but they come in and swoop in, get the people that they're arresting and get out, and then, of course, we get the calls from the civilians saying, of course, my people, and I have no idea. So it's those kind of things that continue to bother on a day-to-day basis.
So are they usurping authority?
Well, I believe so, because the sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement officer. I have the sheriff, at least giving them the courtesy of letting them know what they're doing so the sheriff can assess the situation.
And in that case, if it were the FBI, would you try to find out who they were and arrest them for this illegal activity coming on my farm?
Well, it's very possible. Again, it would have to see the facts, and if a judge would give the agents probable cause, or if they got probable cause from the agents and signed the warrant, that's what the Fourth Amendment is about, the due process involved. But we'll continue to make sure that we're vigilant in those type of things, and the relationship with your sheriff is important.
Okay. Sheriff Brad Rogers, thank you so much for being with us live here at the CSPOA convention and conference. And why don't we pass the microphone to Daniel Rodriguez. Daniel, thanks so
much. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, we're passing the microphone. Daniel's putting the headphones on. I'm so glad, Daniel, that you're here because you bring a very interesting perspective as to what is going on by the military. The military, I would say, we'll call them those who have signed up to protect and defend America. And then once they leave the military, active duty, these young men and women are being hired by law enforcement. What do you think the reason for that is? Do you think it's because they've seen combat? Do you think it's because they know how to be really rough on the enemy?
I can only speak to the people that I do know that have gone into law enforcement that I did serve with. And it really seems like they're trying to fill a void that, yes, you know, that they're trying to get that feeling back that they had when they were deployed, when they did have authority over other people. And there's only one way to fill that void, and that's to go into law enforcement. And that's not the right mentality that we need to have our police officers having. They can't be joining to fill a void that they're experiencing from not being in the military anymore, from not being in combat. So
I went to high school to an all boys high school, and at our 25th reunion, it was a very long time ago. I graduated in 1971. And I got a chance to see some of the guys I went to school with, and I was talking to one of the guys, and I said, "So what do you do?" And he told me that he protected the governor, okay, of that particular state. And I said, "Are you kidding me? You..." This guy was a big guy, and he's, you know, kind of like, oh, let's call him a bully, okay? I'm thinking, really? So, and these are the situations where you hear the governor tell the state police, okay, you know, I'm in a hurry, get in the fast lane, put the lights and sirens on, let's push everybody out of the way. And they've even had accidents where they've injured people who had nothing to do being involved in this accident other than being in the wrong lane at the wrong time. These kinds of things are out of control. So do you think it's guys that, you know, like pushing people around in high school, and now it's legal and they have assault weapons? What do you think it is that are causing this? Because I don't see everybody doing this who's in uniform, but I do see some guys that are kind of pushing.
No, I do too. You know, at home I take the opportunity whenever I see to go talk to police and military, and there are far too many that, you know, it's their mentality. They do have a goldie mentality. Not all, but far too many. Enough to be extremely concerned about it. It is about having some type of authority over another human being. Is what's driving a lot of these guys. You know, I mean, why is it that, you know, I mean, comply or die? Comply or die. If you ask me to show you my ID and I say no, I'm now a threat to you. And now escalation of force happens. You know, like, what type of person does it take to have that? You know, obviously there is too much of a bullying mentality or a want for authority over another human being in law enforcement.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's because that's why politicians like the power. But no, it's the possible.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Police Chief Larry Kirk is with us, Old Monroe, Missouri. And we're talking about the Doc Weed case and hour number one, and he's going to finish that up.
Well, if everybody goes to YouTube, they'll see Doc Weed. He's actually a chiropractor, so he is a doctor. I think if you will look up on either Google or YouTube or Overpass Protests in Charles, Missouri, and like we talked about, they were confronted by Missouri Highway Patrol about, if I remember correctly, 7 or 8 officers showed up on scene. And what was described as happening was, and this is videotaped from 2 points of view, is supposedly traffic accidents were occurring because people were distracted by the overpass protest, which I don't believe was actually the case. But they were confronted by Highway Patrol and were asked, quote unquote, to disband, to leave the area at that time. And after the second time, you'll see the video where Dr. Weed asked them, well, are you asking us or telling us to leave?
Yes.
And the trooper actually tells him, well, we're asking you to leave. At that time, Dr. Weed said, well, I don't want to abandon my First Amendment rights. I want to continue having a peaceful demonstration here. We're not blocking traffic or causing problems, so we'd like to continue on.
Sure.
At that point, he's told him his hands behind his back, and they're under arrest. It's him and another gentleman. They were both arrested. The first one gets taken to the ground, and the intent of the Highway Patrol was to show that he was somehow resisting. You've seen the video; he's not resisting at all. And then they turn around and arrest Doc Weed as well. I didn't hear about this until around 24 hours later. Facebook had lit up with a lot of the groups in Missouri,
right,
that I'm part of, and kind of find out they were kind of arrested, taken to St. Charles County, and had been put under a 24-hour hold while they were seeking a warrant for charges. I immediately emailed him and said, you know, we please need all the charges we need, so I'd like to talk to you about what happened. So Doc Lee calls me back. I come to find out he was released with no charges. After speaking to him, when he watched the video, they actually asked what they're being arrested for, and the one trooper says, "We're being arrested for failure to obey a trooper." Anyone who wants to look it up, there is no failure to obey a trooper law in the city of Missouri. That's only failure to obey is only pretty much a city ordinance. Each city writes failure to obey police officer. And so at that time, to me, they put it on a 24-hour hold. They contacted the prosecutor's office, and there were no charges filed. My question was, how long did it take for them to find out that they weren't going to have the charges filed? For example, was it 4 hours later? But then they left these two gentlemen in jail for 20 hours, knowing they weren't going to have charges pressed on them. And my other question was, as a state trooper, how did you arrest someone knowing, or how did you not know that that wasn't in the state law, that you arrested someone for an illegal charge that you practically made up? We were talking about resisting arrest because the video supposedly is resisting.
Right.
Tell they stop. But the question to me in Missouri is, if you read the law, even if you're found not guilty of the original charge, you can still be found guilty of resisting arrest. And so my idea is, we need to change that.
Absolutely.
If you're found not guilty, and it is shown that it was an illegal charge, it was an illegal arrest, you are an active citizen to fight being illegally detained by any law enforcement group. I believe that immediately, if that charge is found inadequate, if you're found guilty, that the resisting arrest should automatically and summarily be called out.
Where are you?
I think Missouri law needs to change. I think every person has a natural right to resist an unlawful arrest.
Okay. And the question is, what is resisting arrest? I mean, simply asking a question, are you asking me or are you telling me that is resisting arrest? That's a stretch.
Yeah, and I think if you watch the video, it's just, you watch as he asked twice, he asked him to leave the phone twice, and they pretty much say, well, we respect that you asked me that, but we're going to go ahead and keep our First Amendment rights and continue the protest. And at that time, then it goes from, well, we're asking you to now you're under arrest for frequently. So I think that comes down to what a lot of people ask is, well, when does law enforcement's authority to ask you something is actually a law? I think a lot of times you can ask someone out of government currency to do something, but just because they don't do it doesn't mean you can arrest them for it. If I don't have the proper authority to remove from an area for some reason, I can't just demand that you leave. Yeah, I think that's the case in the situation we're looking at here. So if you have you're in Missouri, if you have a state senator or state rep that you follow, that law needs to be changed.
There you go. So those of us in Missouri, let's call our state representatives to get that law changed right now. Immediate. One sentence bill. As a matter of fact, if no one else wants it, I write.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79, 2 cases for only $3.55, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman alongside with Vincent Finelli, having a great time simulcasting USA Prepares and Liberty Roundtable live at the CSPOA conference. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference right here in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Tuscan Hotel. Kirk Crosby alongside with the right to my left as well. And sitting across the table is Sheriff Dave Edmonds, who we'll get to in just a second. But you wanted to welcome somebody else, one of the instructors really quick for the podcast.
Yeah.
He's coming up the stairs right now from the stand.
Frank Underhill is with us. Frank Underhill is a USAPrepares.com instructor. We're on the air every Monday, and we talk about survival, economics, gold, silver, inflation, and the economic news. That's very important to us.
And the clapping in the background, ladies and gentlemen, is the conference underway, you might say. Kirk Crosby led the pledge. Sam Bushman was a prayer. I'm a praying man, ladies and gentlemen. Some say it's a crutch for conversational cripples, but I say a real man stands tallest when he's on his knees. Just saying. All right, so Sheriff Dave Edmonds is with us. He's from Summit County, Utah. He drove down late last night for the event. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable and USA Prepares, sir.
Oh, wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, Sheriff, in my opinion, is one of the most important offices in America. And the reason I say that is because it's one of the most local jurisdictions to the people. And I always say the government that governs closest to the people governs best. The sheriff is an elected position, which I'm grateful for, as opposed to appointed police chief in many cases. An elected sheriff is really valuable because, one, based on the elections, the sheriff can listen to the people. But they're the lead jurisdictional official. I'm sorry, the lead law enforcement official in their jurisdiction. I bring that all up and kind of then toss the ball over to you and say, that's a very sacred role, sir.
No question about it. Anytime you have the trust of the people and you're chosen directly by the people, that's a really big deal. I think most sheriffs understand that, and I think they're sensitive to it. Clearly, there's a large responsibility that's placed on our shoulders, but we're ready, willing, and able to do what we need to do.
And we're grateful for your service. I will say, though, it seems like in recent years, all these videos being passed on around YouTube where the cops are chasing people and beating people up and everything else. My big concern is it's really eroded the trust that we have for those who serve us. And the problem is that the sheriffs and the police officers are being trained. You know, everybody's a suspect. Everybody's kind of an enemy combatant. And we see the greater militarization of the police and everything. How do we stop that? I want to be able to say to my kids what was kind of said to me when I was a kid. You got a problem? Look for a police officer. I want that to be true for my children and grandchildren. And I have fear that we might be losing that in America.
Well, I hope we never lose that in America. I understand that, and I think sometimes we in law enforcement are our own worst enemies. I think we do a much better job of learning a couple of words that Bill Bracken talks about, an apology and an explanation. Those are two things that every police officer and sheriff's deputy should understand. We should be able to explain our actions at any given time, and sometimes when we are wrong, we need to say that we're wrong, and we need to apologize for it. That's how we gain trust.
I got a 30-second story. It's actually a long story, but I'll make it 30 seconds. My daughter was driving her car, and I always tell her to slow down. She never does.
Yeah.
However, she got pulled over by a cop, and they gave her a ticket, and she was mad. Later, we were cruising around running errands, and we saw that cop, and he was on the side of the road with a flat tire. And my daughter went, ha, 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 that sucker deserves it. And I went, honey, that's nothing right. And then I said, let's go help this guy. And she said, are you crazy? And I said, no, listen, come on, I'm dad. You listen to me. Come here.
Yeah.
We went and helped this police officer, offered to help him run his tire down to get it fixed, take him anywhere he wanted to go, whatever needed to be done, we were there to do it. And so we got done. He thanked us. We walked across the street back to our car, got in our car. And then the police officer's running across the street. My daughter's like, oh, my gosh, he's coming over here. I'm like, no problem. Don't worry, honey. It's fine. I don't know what he wants, but you know what? It's all good. And he knocked on the door, or knocked on the window. He rolled it down. He said, do you have that ticket I gave you? My daughter hands it to him reluctantly a little bit. He rips it up, and he goes, I like to reward good behavior. So I smirked at my daughter and said, see, number one, you should slow down, and number two, listen to your dad. And it worked really well, but isn't that the kind of trust we need, sir?
It is, and what a great life lesson there, right? We need to do a better job in law enforcement of gaining that trust. There's no doubt that over the years there's been an erosion of that, and that's unfortunate. Again, like I said, I think we've been our own worst enemy in that regard, but the vast majority of people that are doing this job are doing it for all the right reasons, and they are doing the job properly. So that's important. You know, you only hear about the bad guys.
I know. It's unfortunate. How do we change the training? I feel like a lot of these police officers, when I speak to them, they say, you know what, we're kind of trained to be hostile. We're kind of trained to...
Is that a problem?
Well, you know, and frankly, that perplexes me because I don't train my deputies at the hospital. You know, they have to be assertive sometimes, and I think sometimes professionalism can be confused with hostility. But that's incumbent upon each one of us as professionals to make sure that we're doing the job that we can to make sure that we're not coming across hostile. I'm always disheartened when I hear that because clearly that's not how we train.
So Sheriff, what is wrong when there's a traffic stop? What is wrong with saying, "Hi, I'm Officer Joe, and the reason I stopped you is because, may I see your license?"
So they always come in and they go, "Do you know why I stopped you?"
No, what they say to me is,
"Not really, I don't."
That's not what happens to me. They say to me, "License and registration." And then I say, "I'm going to have to reach in my glove compartment. I'll take my hands off this table, if that's okay with you." And I'll also say, "By the way, I'm a 45 on my side, and I just want to make sure you're aware of that."
Sure.
And that's it. Patients at the glove compartment. I just want to make sure nobody gets a 40 caliber screwed into his ear. And I guess that would be me.
Right.
So I'm trying to be polite and let them know what my moves are going to be. And I also want to know why that officer is behind my point of vision, why they stand behind me, why I'm speaking forward, and I can't see this guy. So here's my question. Why can't we all behave and say, you know, here's why I stopped you. Is it that much of a threat? Doesn't the police officer know who I am by entering my license before he comes over and approaches me?
Well, typically when they're in a traffic stop, they may have typed in your license plate number or radioed it to dispatch, but they often don't have all that information when they make that initial approach. After they come back to the vehicle, after they've obtained your information, they often find out things about who you are. As far as where they stand, that's tactics, and we teach them that because that's one of the most dangerous things that a peace officer does is pull over an unknown vehicle. It's the police officers that are killed in this country and sheriff's deputies across the United States often are killed in those routine traffic stops because in our business there is no such thing as routine. Now that doesn't negate our responsibility to be courteous. It doesn't negate our responsibility to be informative. It doesn't negate any of those things. But nevertheless, the public needs to understand, very dangerous job. These guys are on heightened alert when they pull over vehicles. So there needs to be a give and take there, but at the end of the day, you're absolutely correct. There's nothing wrong with a police officer or sheriff's deputy telling you exactly why you were pulled over, being courteous to you, making sure that you're given as much information as you can possibly be given. There's no reason for that.
Why do they come up, though, and say, "Do you know how fast you were going? Do you know why I pulled you over?" It's like, come on now, we're not children. Why don't you just tell me what you want and why you pulled me over? And, you know, if I knew how fast I was going, I could tell you, but you're going to tell me that I'm wrong anyway, right? Come on. I'm going to be rude, but I'm saying, you know what, that starts a confrontational discussion from the get-go, doesn't it?
Well, it can, and there's good information harvested from that question, however. You know, if you come up to the vehicle and say, "Do you know why I stopped you, sir?" And they said, "Yeah, I was doing 86 miles an hour in this 55 mile an hour zone." So
they might want to share a problem with that.
Well, there could be. There could be.
Well, now, what you think would be a reasonable reaction to me saying to the officer, one of your men or women, you know, I really don't feel that the initial discussion. I really don't feel comfortable with you standing behind me. Would you please stand where I can see you too? Now, I know that I'm saying.
You please take that flashlight out.
Well, I'm talking about daylight. Okay, so we have a daylight situation, and I've just been pulled over. I have no idea why. License and registration, please. Okay, that happens, and I still can't see the officer. He's in my blind spot, and the next thing out of my mouth is going to be, "I'm sorry, I really don't feel safe with you standing behind me. Would you stand where I can see you, please? Where I can see your hands as well. Where I can see your hands as well, because you can see mine are on the steering wheel." How do you react to
that? But to me, though, asking for a license and registration, when you don't tell me why you pulled me over, though, look, I'm innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. And the cops work for me, I don't work for them. And so when you pull me over, you know what, I want to know what you want of me. And if you're going to ask me for my papers, if you will, which, you know what, might be legitimate, I want to know who you are and what you want from me. Is that a fair assumption?
I do. I think that's reasonable. I really do. And I think the vast majority of cops out there are doing that. I hope they are. I know that when I pull routine video of traffic stops, my agency, that's what my deputies are watching for the most part. Now, clearly, there's always some you know, there's a few that need additional training, and they typically be younger. They tend to be younger in business, trying to get their shit wet. But yeah, getting back to your point, asking a peace officer, hey, can you go over here where I can see him and can have a discussion? That's, again, I don't believe that that's unreasonable.
Okay,
so they don't.
And I think there's a responsibility, though, for us, just because the police officers work for us, and just because I'm innocent until proven guilty, I have a responsibility to treat the guy that works for me like an equal, appropriately and kindly, and maybe to give him the respect too.
I agree with that. I think that a lot of the niceties in our culture have really gone away, and that's unfortunate, probably on both sides. So, if both the peace officer conducting the traffic stop and the individual that's being stopped can understand that and try to meet each other halfway, I think we'll be a lot better. But again, that's utopia, and I'm not trying to paint a picture that we just can't get to. But at the end of the day,
we are trying to strive for the ideal.
Yeah, exactly. I think the ideal should be strived for, and I think that there are things that can be done to that end. We as the professionals, we as the one conducting the traffic stop, we as the ones that are supposed to be students of the Constitution, we as the ones that are supposed to be the professionals trained, we should be leading the way, not the other way around.
Agreed, without question. And I think leading the way starts with empowering people to feel comfortable, empowering people to feel open, like, you know what, there's not a threat here, there's not a hostile relationship. We can work together to peacefully resolve this and move you right on your way, sir.
Indeed.
And Sheriff Dave Edmonds, would you have the knowledge that I was a concealed weapons carrier when you first stopped me?
In the state of Utah, we would. That's right.
Now, does that heighten your awareness, or is that comes from?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last year,
God, you're take my you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're broadcasting live from the CSPOA convention.
Hey, Vincent.
Yes.
Just want to say that there's law enforcement or law and peace officers everywhere. No one's been tased. Not a single person.
Right. Well,
not yet. And pray nobody gets tased.
Sheriff Dave Edmonds is with us, Summit County, Utah. And here's the scenario. So, hypothetically, I've been stopped by one of your deputies. And does he know that I am a CCW holder? And if so, is he on heightened alert or is she on heightened alert because I have a weapon, a permit, or is that something that the deputy might say, you know what, this is probably a good guy because he's done it the right way?
Yeah, I would say that it's the latter. I can say that in my 20 years in this business, I've never had a problem with a concealed weapons holder. Never.
Okay.
And I think that's true for the vast majority of peace officers out there. So if anything, it probably it has a calming effect.
Okay, that was my question because I had no idea what the answer might be. So we would be considered less of a potential threat, you think, to the officer?
You know, when you're talking about a traffic stop, you know, any peace officer conducting a traffic stop is going to be on heightened alert because it is a very dangerous situation. However, if anything, in the back of my mind, when I was making traffic stops a lot, if I knew it was a concealed weapons holder, I would say I let my guard down, but because I had so many good experiences with them in the past, it probably, if anything, again, had a common effect.
Right. Well, thanks so much for being with us. I know that you have to go into the next room for the convention. And why don't we pass the microphone to...
Thank you, Dave Edmonds. It's always a pleasure. Summit County, Utah, currently elected sheriff. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Glad to have met you.
Okay, we're going to go to Frank, sir.
Yes, we have Frank Underhill, USAFairs.com instructor from Las Vegas. He's on every Monday with us. Frank Underhill, it's great to be with you.
Thank you.
Great to be here, Vincent. Thank you, Cosmo, for coming. Thank you for being here.
Frank, it's great to have you here. I'm looking forward to having dinner with you and your dad. Have you heard the broadcast?
I have, Vincent, and actually showing up here to the hotel, I hope you're pleased with it. I love this property here.
Yes,
I hope your room is comfortable.
Yes.
You have quite a few presenters here. You have quite a few sheriff's people. And for people who listen to me on Monday mornings with Vincent, I'm not only into precious metals and Bitcoin information, but I am also interested in local politics here. So right here, when you hear sheriffs, it's right up my alleyway, because I know here in Clark County, our sheriff isn't running for re-election, and there's just rumors about his job has not been effective, or revenue raising, or too many suits against the county for various abuses. But people ought to know, wherever you live in this country, you do have a sheriff. They run a constabulary, and they have a lot of jurisdiction. And I got to say, not everybody here, or where you live, Vincent, are all saintly angels.
That's absolutely true.
There is a job for them to do, but it's how they do it, and the perception that the community perceives them by.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel Rodriguez, can you step up to the mic for just a second? I'd love to have you tell us your last thoughts on it. One of the things that I'm concerned about is the militarization, and what about these MRAPs? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd say, when I see these MRAPs, at home where I live, when I go down into like King County area and down into Seattle and south of Seattle, to see an MRAP driving down the road on the freeway in my own country, like, how am I supposed to feel about everything that I did to abroad to stop, to defend freedom, supposedly? Like, how am I supposed to feel about that when I see the same equipment being brought back here on my own streets against my own people? It hurts. It hurts to see.
Daniel Rodriguez, Frank Underhill, Sam Bushman, I'm Vincent Elway. This is USAFairs.com. I hope this has been an educational broadcast that you decide to share with friends and family. The men and women are taking class above all, honesty. What happens next?
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.